Ephesians chapter 1, verses 13 and 14. You were sealed with the Holy Spirit of promise, who is the guarantee of our inheritance until the redemption of the purchased possession to the praise of His glory. What's the most important purchase that you've made? Smartphone, computer, car? In purchasing a valued investment, the guarantee can be pretty important. So, what do you look for in a guarantee? What proof of purchase will I need? What's covered or exempted? Is there evidence that the business is reliable? Will it be around and able to cover the guarantee? Many an investment has become worthless because of a failed guarantee. But Jesus gives the ultimate guarantee that you are His. Christ sealed you, it says, with the Holy Spirit of promise. The picture is not of sealing us up in some big vacuum-packed baggie, but rather of marking you. Marking you with His signet ring. That signet ring was used to mark something as a person's possession, to authenticate it and to protect it. Now, if you're quickly looking over your body, you probably will not find a place that has been impressed with a physical mark by Jesus' signet ring. But He has given you the Holy Spirit. And that is a mark on your very heart. The faith that is there looking unto Jesus is the mark that the Holy Spirit has been at work within you, making you Christ's own possession, bought with His blood, certifying that you are the authentic heir of eternal life, protecting you from every assault of sin and guilt by Jesus' own righteousness given to you. No, this is the ultimate proof of purchase. You can't fail to file it because God knows it. Nor can you lose the paperwork. Nor can some company computer crash lose the record of it. And what about exemptions? There's only one exemption to Jesus' guarantee: forgery. At Ephesus, Jewish exorcists and people seeking power through magical arts had taken note of the great miracles that Jesus was doing through the Apostle Paul. And they thought they could forge Jesus' name to do these things themselves. They were not recognizing their own sinful unworthiness. They were not relying on His grace to forgive their sins. They were relying on themselves to forge Jesus' name for their own advantage. Even the evil spirit recognized their forgery. Paul, I know. Jesus, I know. But who are you? And He so overpowered them, that is, the first recorded streakers, they fled, naked and wounded. And yet the Holy Spirit used their very forgery to create the faith in some people's hearts that turns away from every such forgery. Many people were told there renounced self-reliance, self-interest, self-made formulas. So they brought their magical books, worth, we're told, 50,000 pieces of silver. That's the wages from 200 years to be burnt. That's a spirit-fired bonfire. These former magical arts idolaters, despite their past, were not exempted from Jesus' guarantee. You also are not exempted from his guarantee by your sinful failures. Turning from our sins and relying on Christ, you are covered. You're protected by his grace from the conflagration that will consume this world. That is a guarantee with the ultimate coverage. Is there evidence of Jesus' reliability? Listen again to verse 14. This Spirit is the down payment pledge of our inheritance until the redemption of the purchased possession to the praise of his glory. Hallelujah. The very fact that the Spirit is leading you to turn away from the forgery of self-reliance, recognize your sin, and rely on Jesus for forgiveness, is the Holy Spirit working, renewing faith in Christ in your heart. The Holy Spirit is a part of the heavenly inheritance that we have already received, and a pledge. The rest will follow. The Holy Spirit is assuring you that since Christ's blood has purchased you to be his own possession, certainly he will also redeem you to bring you through every evil of this world to be with him for eternity. The Holy Spirit is the ultimate pledge, this guaranteed inheritance will be yours. Will Jesus be around and able to fulfill his guarantee? Well, if we turn back to Ephesus, we see that Satan was indeed very present there, seeking to prevent people from gaining this inheritance. Ephesus was the home at Paul's time of one of the seven wonders of the ancient world, a magnificent temple to Diana. Her image had supposedly fallen out of the sky. A deceit of Satan to attack the gospel. The silversmith guild there held a very profitable monopoly on the selling of silver images of Diana. And Demetrius, a leader of the silversmith's union, summed up Paul's testimony this way: they are not gods which are made by hands. And yet, because his and their self-advancement was being affected by Paul's preaching, they started a citywide riot against Jesus. Multitudes flowed into their arena, shouting, "Great is Diana!" Can you imagine 50,000 people roaring that for two whole hours? And yet, despite this, Jesus used that very attack to bring out the glory of his gospel. Your sins are forgiven. Yes, Jesus is around, and he is able to deliver us, not only from Satan, even from our own self-reliance. The ultimate guarantee of reliability. The gates of hell cannot prevail against Christ, nor you, his church. Hey, the guarantee on a smartphone, a computer, or a car can fail and life doesn't end. But the guarantee about eternity, that is life. Jesus gives you the ultimate guarantee that you are His, which certainly should lead us to the praise of His glory. Hallelujah. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make His face shine upon you and be gracious unto you. The Lord lift up His countenance upon you and give you peace. Amen. Hymn 73, stanzas 4 and 5.